Martin Luther King Day 2018 marks a year in which basic assumptions about America's democracy have been challenged in government institutions, in the streets, and in the classrooms.
We are actually seeing organized hate groups, which are establishing themselves on campus for the, not the first time, but in a way that is much more aggressive, and there is overt recruitment of the student body.
Jairus Grove is director of the Hawaii Research Center for Future Studies and associate professor of international relations at UH Manoa. He doesn't like to name the groups involved, claiming they thrive on attention, but says they're national and international.
With one of the groups in question, we actually intercepted a number of death threats, including the posting of faculty home addresses, office information. We started to put pieces together. You know, we're finding swastikas that are spray painted on things.
Here at UH.
Yeah. Reports of students being targeted with swastikas off campus. We just didn't think that these groups were connected, but they actually quite are.
Earlier this week, HPR reported on a stairwell at the UH Manoa Art Department that's being repainted after a swastika was reportedly found there.
It's happening in an environment where hostile, often aggressive speech is becoming just vastly more common in the classroom. We are just seeing more students being disruptive in the classroom, asking purposefully offensive questions about the inferiority of minorities. We're hearing more hateful speech in the classroom.
Grove says there's a definite pattern. Female professors, overwhelmingly women of color, have been targeted by the hate actions and face more classroom disruptions.
There does also seem to be this kind of normalization of discussing racism as if it's sort of this rational, debatable option.
UH spokesperson Dan Meisenzahl says he knows of only one hate incident on the Manoa campus, and a campus climate committee has been formed to support diverse and inclusive dialogue. Grove says dialogue is a different sort of balance today.
We want people to be able to present uncomfortable ideas. We want people to be able to be disruptive when we're being silent about the wrong things, right? Being silent about slavery was a wrong thing. But the content of those ideas actually matter. And so one of the contradictions of free speech in some ways is we kind of think that all speech should be equal. And the reality is it can't be.
Grove maintains the classroom is a place for argument and debate, not opinions. A clear claim, logic, and evidence are required for debate.
I think we're in a position where it was easy to just say, oh, we'll let all speech go because we lived in a nice, quiet, liberal society. And now we're in a place where it's going to be more and more important that Americans use not just this universal rule, but political judgment. Is this a good politics?
Grove maintains wrestling with social complexity informs the ethical foundation for any profession.
I want those uncomfortable conversations. We have to defend democracy again. We can't take it for granted. We all believe in democracy. I think we have to build it again. Right? It's a responsibility, and every generation has to repeat that responsibility or it disappears.
Martin Luther King said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." According to some, that time is now. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.